Friday, December 8th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Morning Mix here, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back JW with Jude Robinson.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Did you ski all the way into work today?
I skied to work. I did.
Oh, that had to have been loud on the sidewalks.
Oh, it was very loud. No, but I skied yesterday, and I skied the day before that. And let's see, I'm skiing tomorrow.
Okay. And you were golfing all the days in between.
Well, I haven't played golf in a while, but, you know, that's okay. It's a little chilly right now.
Keep your golf fitness in check.
I will.
We heard about that.
Yeah. Okay.
So who do we have on the show this morning? Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I'd love to hear who's on the show this morning.
We have got a musical guest, Jarrett Burns, and then we will be hearing from Jocelyn Scudder from Branded PC, PC Branded. We're going to be talking about our musical our weekend events. And then we will be speaking with Teresa Eggerston Cook and Shelley Jennings and Deborah Cook from the Egyptian Theater Park City Sing-Along. And we will also have a special interview coming in that we will be surprising you with. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and Jarrett Burns, our musical guest, is with us for the hour. So he's going to play a song just in a couple minutes, and we come back from the break, and then at the bottom of the hour, and then he's going to play a third song at the top of the hour. The bottom of the hour, I'm looking forward to this. He has written a Christmas song, and, well, we're going to hear that. And it's Christmas season.
And I've had a little preview, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay with us. We're going to go to a couple underwriters. When we return, Jarrett Burns.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Hello, Park City. This is Morgan Lukrich from Park City High School here with the Minor Nation Report, keeping you up to date with the latest sports updates for our talented Park City Miners. Tune in every Monday morning, noon, and afternoon for news on Park City High School sports, locally on KPCW. The Minor Nation Report is brought to you in part by the Park City UPS Stores, Miller Orthodontics, Elliott Work Group, and U.S. Bank.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Mix. I'm Jude, here with JW, and we are joined in studio by the one and only Jarrett Burns, who I met a couple years ago. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
So nice to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. It's lovely to be here with you folks.
And for those of you who don't know, Jarrett has been on The X Factor. He was number 32. He got furthest than anybody else. He's done.
Yep, right? top 32. I was actually one third of a boy band called The Answer.
And you've also been on American Idol.
American Idol. I'm just racking up the reality show credits. So
yep. You have been. And then what was the other one that you said you were on? This morning?
Just two, but there's a third one possibly coming up, but I can't jinx myself. So
is it happening now?
Just the process is like
we're not on it.
Yeah, okay. I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'm going for it.
Excellent. Well,
I feel like this show is sometimes like a reality show.
Oh, it is. It's been so real, like the last 20 minutes. My heart is pumping.
It's been a crazy morning.
We're having fun, though, but it's always that. It's always organized chaos is what we call it when we get to have access.
Such is life. Such is life, my friend.
Set up quickly, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yep. We sure do. It's just a contest, pretty much. And we win every time.
It is a competition list contest.
Jarrett, we're looking forward to hearing some music.
So, thank you.
What are you going to play for us?
This song is called, this is likely to be the title track of my next project. It's called Burn Bridges. It's kind of like, it kind of sums up my year. In a way, 2017, a friend told me it was like a scooter to the ankle. And I really resonate. It was a very tough year, but some lessons. Lessons to be learned.
Yeah, exactly.
To be
felt. Should I go?
Yeah, so morning mix on KPCW, Jarrett Burns live.
I'm a glutton for havoc. The best ones have it. A spark of madness feeding into my demons. I'm a glutton for havoc. I know you've had it. Looking over my shoulder, waiting for me to get older. Oh, oh, I tried to rush it. Oh, oh, but the stars wouldn't have it. But when the feeling was timeless, I had to do it. Some bridges were meant to be burned, meant to be burned. Some bridges were meant to be burned, meant to be burned. So burn, burn, burn. Nothing but a few burn bridges. Burn, burn. I'm a glutton for havoc. I know you've had it. Out of the ashes, swear to God it's fucking magic. Oh, oh, I tried to rush it. Oh, oh, but the stars wouldn't have it. But when the feeling was timeless, I had to do it. Some bridges were meant to be burned, meant to be burned. Some bridges were meant to be burned. So burn, burn, burn. Nothing but a few burn bridges. Burn, burn. Feel that fire. I did that, oh. Watch it burn, I did that, oh. Cause some bridges were meant to be burned, meant to be burned. Some bridges were meant to be burned. So burn, burn, burn. Nothing but a few burn bridges. Burn, burn.
Jarrett Burns, everyone, live on The Morning Mix.
Thank you so much. You did play that for me. Gave me a little shot of that when you were writing that. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Do you remember the words, cheese whiz afro? Okay.
Oh, no. Just get closer to the mic when you talk.
Oh, yes. I do. Cheese whiz afros. They happen.
They do. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear about what's happening in the weather, J-Dub, shall we?
Well, we're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we come back, we will have the weather, and we will have Jocelyn Scudder from Park City Summit County Arts Festival. She's going to be talking about Brandit PC. It's a pop-up shop that they have created for this holiday season. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
The continued exploration of Sanson's depictions of creatures from kangaroos and fish to tortoises and birds, culminating in the most famous musical character of all, the swan. Louis Lorty performs Sanson's Piano Concerto No. 2, December 8th and 9th at Abravanel Hall. Tickets start at $21. Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, a nonprofit organization, supports KPCW.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson. We're going to take a couple minutes and go through the weather right now. It's currently 85 degrees under balmy skies. That's the wrong report. It's currently 19 degrees, a little chilly. It's going to be sunny all day. We're going to have a high of 38. And looking out the weekend, because that's why we're here to tell you everything is cooking for the weekend, it's going to be sunny on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll also go out to Monday. It'll be sunny that whole day as well. And the high will be about 40 degrees on Sunday and Monday. There's not going to be a lot of wind. Sunday night, it'll be clear with around a low of 17. But it's going to be an absolute beautiful weekend, and the slopes are getting better. They're making lots of snow. There are more runs opening every day, so everybody get there and have some fun. Joining us now in the studio, Jocelyn Scudder from Park City Summit County Arts Festival. Oh, I think you're, Jared, I think you're, something's on there. You turn off there. We are here to talk about Branded PC, which is a pop-up shop created by the Park City Summit County Arts Center to highlight local creative brands. It's going to be at the Kimball Arts Center, Main Gallery, December 4th through the 10th. Jocelyn, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Yeah. This is the second year you've done this.
This is version two.
Okay.
And we were a little afraid of the sophomore curse, but it's been an incredibly successful show so far. Obviously, we've been up since the 4th, so we're thrilled. And Branded PC is a pop-up celebrating our local creative makers. So we're highlighting over, I think we're at 43 makers now within the showroom. And so a lot of people have been kind of confused as to what Branded PC is. Some people are saying, how's the art show going? But it's really a retail shop. So we encourage everybody to come through and do some holiday shopping. And it's a great way to support local. It's all brands that have come out of Summit County. And so it's a huge celebration. I mean, there's just amazing people in this town. And, we have some really innovative products. It's all functional product in the showroom. And sales have been really good. People have been coming through and loving the display. So it's been great so far.
Yeah. And how do you choose your makers?
This year was invitation only. We really were experimenting with scale. We version two, we were kind of, anticipating. We couldn't exactly foresee the future. So we selected the makers, and some of them were from last year. There was 24 makers last year. And so this year we've almost doubled that, which is a huge accomplishment, and we're thrilled to have those people. And we just kind of, did some research and pulled people that had functional product and had, created a brand in Summit County. That's really the manifesto, is to celebrate those people and, not only the brands, but the stories behind the brands.
And what can you give an example of what a functional product would be?
Sure. Well, and I think because it's at the Kimball Art Center as well, people might think that it's visual art. But mostly it's, we have scarves, we have beautiful skin products, jewelry, we have some kids' toys, books. So really anything that you can play with or wear. And it's all curated in fun sections. We have a saver section with, we have Zuvi gluten-free banana flour, we have Hugo's Coffee, Tandem Chocolate, and Ritual Chocolate. So we really, it's a lot. So basically anything that you can use functionally. It's nothing visual art, which is, kind of different. When we're celebrating arts and culture, it's just we're celebrating creative industries here, which has been really exciting.
And do the people that participate, do they pay to participate?
They did pay a fee to participate for the 8-day pop-up. I forget exactly what the nominal fee was, but the Park City Summit County Arts Council, which is my organization, I'm the community manager there. Our mission is to promote, support, anything arts and culture. And so, we try to keep it as low cost as possible for anyone to participate.
Okay.
And so you started December 4th. How's business going so far? How's it going so far?
It's going really well. Well, we had an opening party, which was a blast, on Saturday, December 2nd. And we had over 300 people come through. So thank you so much to our community for that support. And then since then, we've had a steady flow of visitors, you know, at least maybe 30 to 50 sales a day, which is incredible. And I think that speaks a lot to our town, too. Our community, I think, is very mindful of local and always want to support local. So this is a really unique opportunity to come, and you have, you know, over 40 brands all in one place, which is, you know, so rare to do some holiday shopping, but supporting local at the same time.
And it's if people are purchasing or if somebody's buying one of your pop-up stores, where do those funds go?
Sure. So they're purchasing product. So, you know, you can buy a bag of coffee or buy a piece of jewelry. And 85% of those sales go directly back to the maker. Mm-hmm. And then 15% of those sales do come back to the Park City Summit County Arts Council, our nonprofit. And, you know, those funds, the 15% goes to creating more programs like this. It goes directly back into hopefully supporting arts and culture
next year. And if somebody's purchasing a pop-up store as a they're selling their wares and they pay the fee for their pop-up store to be in this, those funds also go back to the Arts Council?
Exactly. And I mean, there were a lot of production costs associated with this event too. So a lot of it, you know, we may have broken even there, but you know, it's just, you know, to make it all happen, we needed to charge a fee. Absolutely. But, you know, all of the funds that are generated go back into the community as, you know, nonprofits do.
I think this will be good for anybody, but I think that especially for guys, they can get some great brownie points from going in there and getting something, you know, functional like this. So I'd like to tell everybody, this is, again, at the Kimball Arts Center Main Gallery. Today's hours will be 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., but make note of this. On Saturday and Sunday, the hours will be from 12 noon until 5 p.m.
Correct.
And, you know, there's always plenty of parking. So if you go in there and there's lots of cars in that parking lot in the front, there's parking in the back.
There's parking in the back. So off of Bonanza Road, I think it's Munchkin Drive, you can take a right there. And there's right by the Kimball Art Center's Pottery Studio. There's some extra parking there. And then one other thing to note, we are having an event tonight, and it's called Meet the Makers Night. So this is a great way for our community to further connect with some of the makers that are highlighted in the pop-up. So we'll have five makers who are giving Ignite talks. So essentially, you know, small 3-minute, almost like an elevator speech about their brand. So that'll be tonight from 5 to 7. We'll have light bites, a cash bar, DJ Funky Boss will be there playing some music. And then we'll also have Old Town Cellars doing a winemaker's talk. So they're our exclusive wine label for the event. And, you know, they're also local and they're makers. And so that was a really great connection for us. So they're going to come in and talk about their product and, you know, tell their story. And then I think there's going to be opportunities to buy their wine as well. So tonight from 5 to 7, stop by the Kimball Arts Center and join us.
So it's kind of an interesting opportunity to come down there and to get some Christmas shopping done. But there's also people out there that maybe have an idea for launching a business or being a maker themselves. They come down, they meet the makers, and they hear some of these talks, and they grab a maker offline and talk about, you know, how'd you navigate this? Tell me about your experience in this area, that sort of thing. It's pretty
interesting. Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, there's such a huge storytelling element to this branded pop-up PC as well. You know, we have everybody's story, every maker's story actually glued to the wall. So you can learn about each maker as you walk in. And yeah, so I think it is exactly to your point, a great opportunity for any, you know, upcoming entrepreneurs who want to learn about how to launch their business. You can really connect with some of the makers anytime you come in, but especially tonight at Meet the Makers Night.
They can launch a business and hopefully stay in business.
Yes.
And make some money.
Well, and I think it's, you know, I mean, we already have, and, you know, we have 40 in the pop-up, but there's so many. This is such a creative community. So it's a huge celebration of that creative industry and our creative economy as a whole.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Very good. Well, Jocelyn Scudder, who is Park City Summit County Arts Council. Again, I want to just give you the location and the times. This is the Kimball Arts Center Main Gallery, branded PC. It will be scheduled today, will be from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., but it's 5 o'clock. There's going to be a little reception with some wine and also some makers that are going to be talking about their craft. Tomorrow's hours, Saturday, December 9th, will be 12 noon to 5 p.m. Ditto on Sunday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. get some Christmas shopping done, help local makers. It's pretty cool. Jocelyn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
What are you doing this weekend besides doing all this? Do you have any free time to get out on the slopes at all?
Oh, I'm hoping so. It's actually my birthday, so I'll be celebrating.
When's your birthday?
Oh, on the 10th.
Ah, I like
but, yeah,
it.
December it's a good 10th. Weekend. Everyone should be celebrating.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, we are going to take a very short break, play a couple of underwriters. When we come back, we'll have weekend events and got a little special treat for you because our musical guest for the hour, Jarrett Burns, has written a Christmas song. He's going to be playing that for us here live on The Morning Mix. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know who you are, you're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun, the loneliest one, still everything beautiful. But I'll be goddamn, standing at my door, we stayed up in the city till the stars lost the war. So Friday.
Tis the season for the KPCW Film Panel. I'm Rick Bruff, and this Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon, I will be joined by Mark Harrington, Jill Orshow, and Libby Wadman. We'll talk about the upcoming Sundance program, Oscar bait movies, and Christmas flits, but no inappropriate hugging. The Film Panel this Saturday, 11 to noon. Tis the season for the KPCW Film Panel. I'm Rick Bruff, and this Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon, I will be joined by Mark Harrington, Jill Orshow, and Libby Wadman. We'll talk about the upcoming Sundance program, Oscar bait movies, and Christmas flits, but no inappropriate hugging. The Film Panel this Saturday, 11 to noon.
Find, friend, and follow KPCW Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're bringing news, information, and photos from across the Wasatch back to the sites you use every day. Find out first by connecting with KPCW's social side.
JW here with Jude Robinson. We're going to go through weekend events right now on this beautiful weekend. We're going to start with Friday. Then we'll go to Saturday and Sunday. That sounds like a pretty good way to do it. Park City Film Series is showing Victoria and Abdul this weekend. It's screenings at the Jim Santee Auditorium, 8 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And I just lost my page.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Oh, here we go. We've also got the Egyptian Theater presents Elf the Musical Junior tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m., plus a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. This is an all-youth cast and crew performance.
The DeJoria Center in Camas is presenting Dance to the Holidays. It's a song and dance show which features celebrity performers from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance, performing to holiday hit songs sung by American Idol finalists.
Jared, are you in that? No, it's okay. Will Baxter Band is at OP Rockwell tonight. Junior and Transportation is at the Cabin. Story Street is at Silver Star Cafe. And High Octane is at the Spur.
Moving to Saturday, Park City Film Series and Park City Library present the French film La Chante de la Mer, The Song of the Sea, at the Jim Santee Auditorium, 4 p.m. as part of the Dual Immersion Film Series.
Andy Frasco and the UN will play a free après-ski concert at Canyons Village as part of the First 30 celebration. Concert will be at 3:30, and DJ Velvet will also be spinning.
Robert Cray is performing at the Eccles Center, beginning of the Eccles Center new season. We'll hear from him in a minute as Christy Dillaway had a chance to speak with him earlier in the week. The show on Saturday starts at 7:30 p.m.
And Talia Keys and The Love are at OP Rockwell. D. Ryan is at the Cabin, and Bonanza Town is at the Spur. That's Saturday night live music.
Moving to Sunday, Park City Film Series presents 12th Night by the National Theater live at Jim Santee. Tickets range from $10 for students to $20 for adults. The screening, 1 p.m.
And in Heber Valley this weekend, Tippecanoe's Valley Theater presents The Great Christmas Adventure, which they describe as a 360-degree immersive holiday experience. It's running Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 11 till 7.
Timpanogos Valley Orchestra and Chorus offer a community sing-along of Handel's Messiah at the LDS Chapel in Heber City. It's free, open to the public on Saturday and Sunday.
Bull in a China Shop is a quirky comedy play showing Friday and Saturday night at Wasatch High School Auditorium.
And finally, in Heber Valley this weekend, it's the High Valley Arts Presents My Fair Lady in the Midway Town Hall, showing nightly at 7:30 every night except Sundays and Mondays through December 22nd. Get more information on any of this, go to HeberValley.com, and they'll tell you all about their stuff. And, of course, continue to stay tuned to KPCW as we have a number of shows that will be talking about weekend events. Ah, boy. Well.
Well, and one more I just wanted to throw in.
Sure,
if anybody wants on Monday, they can go to see for free at the Park City Library, The Force Awakens, which is the Star Wars 7, really. And that is a free movie for anybody to go in and see, but the kids are looking for donations to support their ballet trip, their humanitarian trip that they're doing over the summer.
Well, it is 9:36 in the morning here in the Morning Mix, and the temperature has climbed up to about 20 degrees. Joining us now, again, our musician for the hour is Jarrett Burns. Jarrett, how you doing?
Fantastic, still.
Yeah. So tell us about this Christmas song that you wrote.
I co-wrote it with a friend of mine, and it's called Every Day is Christmas. It's actually available for free download on SoundCloud. And also, if you go to jarrettburns.com, you can connect with more of me. You can actually see my face. Yes, my face.
Ah.
It's such a cute face.
Thank you. Thank you. There are no cameras, but take her word for it. But yeah, so it's Every Day is Christmas, and it's really this idea that, like, you know, we wait for a time of the year to become giving and generous. It's like, let's just do it all year, y'all.
Exactly. And that's what you're going to do in all of 2018.
Bam.
365 days.
Thank you for prophesizing.
There you
Jarrett
go.
Jarrett Burns is now going to play another song for us, his Christmas song, live in the Morning Mix.
You've been waiting half past the year for this moment to come. If I'm honest, I've done the same to see the look on your face. So baby, open it. Ooh, baby, you love it. You're priceless, and I'll never forget this. And though today is the day, I just needed to say, baby, baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Baby, with you, every day is Christmas. All my time flies, still finding reasons why. Celebrate each moment with you. Cause baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Baby, with you, every day is Christmas. I know this season is all about the love, but you ain't had to wait. Cause what I give you all through the year, pray I'll never have to go without it. And though today is the day, yeah, I just needed to say, baby, baby, but you, every day is Christmas. Baby, with you, every day is Christmas. All my time flies, still finding reasons why to celebrate this moment with you. Cause baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Don't keep me waiting, I gotta have you. Don't keep me waiting, I gotta have you. Don't keep me waiting, I gotta have you. Oh, cause baby, baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Baby, with you, every day is Christmas. Oh, my time flies, still finding reasons why to celebrate each moment with you. Cause baby, with you, every day,
every day, every day, every day is Christmas. Girl, you're on my wish list. Every day.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Jarrett Burns with his Christmas song. Jarrett's going to play a third song for us at the top of the hour to take us out of the program. This Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., Robert Cray will be performing at the Eccles Center in Park City. Christy Dillaway had an opportunity to speak with him earlier in the week, and here is that interview.
Five-time Grammy Award winner and Blues Hall of Fame inductee Robert Cray will be stopping in Park City, opening the 20th anniversary main stage season at the Eccles Center Saturday, December 9th. We're joined on the phone by Robert Cray. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about your tour and your time and what you're expecting to find and experience in Park City and what you're going to show the audience.
Well, we're traveling as a quartet, the Robert Cray Band, and this is going to be the last tour for this year, and we're looking forward to coming to Park City. We haven't been there for such a long time. We're out playing a wide variety of music, from going way back to our Bad Influence album all the way up to songs from our current release with High Rhythm.
I know you've got a 40-year music career, 20 studio albums, 5 Grammy Awards, a recent Grammy nomination for Best Contemporary Blues Artist. You started performing and recording in blues music following your musical influences like Albert Collins, Buddy Guy, Albert King. But I love that on your Facebook, you describe your music overall as Robert Cray Band music. If that
right.
doesn't describe... So, and you're credited in your history of bringing blues into the radio, the wider radio listener audience. It's like you're within blues, but you've established, well, why don't you describe it in your words?
Well, you know, the thing with us is that I started playing guitar because the Beatles came out. And at that particular time, I listened to everything that was on the radio. Had the good fortune of having Albert Collins play our high school graduation party. And right before that time, I had just gotten into blues. And so that added to the repertoire of music that I enjoy to this day. And there was the R&B that got thrown in, all the Memphis music that leads up to, you know, the current record, you know. So there's a wide variety of different styles that we play. The reason why we call it Robert Cray Band music is that, you know, we write a lot of our songs with all of those influences. So, yeah, it's a wide variety of different styles and tastes. You know what? Nobody likes 10, 15, 20-minute guitar solos, especially me. I love songs, you know. There's a time for a guitar break or a keyboard break or something like that, but I enjoy song, and that's where we're at.
On your recent album, Robert Cray and High Rhythm, you went back to Memphis to record at the Royal Studio?
Royal Studios, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about when an artist decides to go to a particular studio to record and how that influences the overall product.
First of all, I had been working with Steve Jordan off and on for the last 20-something odd years. And we had the opportunity to go work with Willie Mitchell at Royal Studios back in the late 90s when we did an album called Take Your Shoes Off. And Willie's not with us anymore, but a lot of the musicians who backed up Al Green and Ann Peebles and Otis Clay and O.V. Wright still work at that studio. So we decided to go there to record with those musicians and just have fun there. We were also able to invite Tony Joe White, who came and he gave us a couple of songs to play. And also he came into the studio and performed those songs with us. And, you know, the thing about that studio is it has its own sound. Nothing has changed in that studio since the 70s, not even the cobwebs. And so there's a particular sound that comes out of that room, which is a sound that we enjoy, and that's the sound we were looking for this record.
I'd like to hear a bit about what it's like to win a Grammy. And since you have 5 and you're up for another one, tell us a bit about that experience.
It's exciting and it's nerve-wracking and it's rewarding. You know, I remember the first one that we took home. That was with a hero of mine, Albert Collins, and Johnny Copeland. We had done an album called Showdown. And it was really exciting because Albert and Johnny had been in the business for a lot longer than myself. And here they were at the biggest award ceremony of all of our lives. And they called our name. And it took me back to when we had recorded the record, when we were standing outside of the studio and having fun waiting and laughing at Johnny Copeland, who had been fasting for some reason or another, and Albert Collins, being the jokester, just had fun with Johnny, just making fun of him and everything and asking him why he was fasting and all that stuff, to when they called our name at the awards ceremony and we started up the stairs and we bounced and bumbled into one another like the Three Stooges going up the stairs until they won their awards and the tears were streaming down everybody's face. It was pretty cool.
And where do you keep those Grammys? Are they on a nice shelf displayed somewhere with the lights underneath? And
no. They're upstairs in the office.
Sometimes
they're
people...
not inside for everybody who comes to the house to view. That was fantastic. That was great. The award show was a lot bigger than I thought it was, you know? I thought it was just going to be a little thing, but it was, you know, it was televised and everything, and it was pretty cool. And we had a really good time performing.
No, Renee's going to ask you a question.
Hi, okay. Robert. You said that nobody likes a long guitar solo, and you like songs. So what can the audience expect on December 9th when they come to hear you? What kind of songs are they going to hear?
Well, we do a lot of different kinds of songs, which we call vehicles. We'll do ballads, soul ballads, slow blues, up-tempo songs, more soulful things, a little bit of rock, a little bit of gospel, some jazzy kind of overtones and some of the stuff. And so just a wide variety of things, as opposed to what I'd mentioned before, where I have, like, if I don't have three sympathetics behind me, you know, waiting for me to finish up 10 or 15-minute guitar solo.
And welcome back. This is The Morning Mix. And we are going to jump right into it. We're joined right now, live in studio, by Mrs. Deborah Cook, the musical director, and Teresa Eggerson Cook, who is a performer from the Egyptian Theater, Park City Holiday Spectacular, and Community Sing-Along, who are going to be performing at the Egyptian Theater Thursday through Sunday, December 14th through 17th. So welcome.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, what can we look forward to this year? You were just mentioning how many recitals you've got.
Well, we have over 66 performers in the Christmas Spectacular.
66?
66 performers over the four nights. We've got children every night. We've got the youth theater, and they're performing with Elf. And we also have teens every night from our community that are really fabulous performers. And I think a lot of them are at that professional level. And two or three ensembles every night, including the Park City Treblemakers and Randy Barton with some of his merrymakers in some ensembles. And a new group of senior women called the Five Golden Rings.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like fun. And the performers, they range anywhere from 6 years old to probably in the 70s.
Actually, our oldest performer is 81 years old.
Ooh, okay.
She's amazing.
You know, I just realized I like the really little ones and I like the really old ones, so... The bookends.
Yes. So we have a full spectrum of the fabulous performers that just represent a portion of the many entertainers in our area. And who's, it'll be real fun.
Who's the 81-year-old?
It's Jan Zinn.
Oh, I love Jan. Mm-hmm. Hi, Jan. I love her. I didn't even know. And Teresa, you're going to be performing, correct?
Yeah, I've been at it the last 2 years.
3 years.
3 years? Oh, my gosh. Time just goes by. Yeah, so I do every night. I perform every night, but this year I'm doing something different. I'm singing a song that a friend of mine wrote. He actually wrote it during the show last year in the dressing room while we were hanging around waiting to go, and I'm going to perform it on the piano and sing. So And then we're going to do a little duet together too. And then that's two nights I'm doing that. And then the other two nights I'm singing my standards, Joni Mitchell and Melissa Manchester songs.
Look forward to that. I mean you were on the program last year and it was spectacular. Really glad to have you back.
It's fun. I love it.
So for all you folks who are listening, this will be on December 14th they begin, and they go through the 17th. So that is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week at 7:30 p.m. at the Egyptian. And then on Sunday, a final show that will start at 6 p.m. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Tickets start at $12 for youth and $15 to $25 for the rest.
And everybody can sing along. That is why it's called a sing-along.
It's so really fun. It is really fun.
But we won't know the words to your song, Teresa. You're going to print them and pass them out?
I should make a lyric sheet.
Well, there you go.
That would be fun.
And they can put it up on the big screen with the rest of the sing-along.
Karaoke.
Well, the second song I'm doing with Bill McGinnis, who's a songwriter in town.
Sure.
We know Bill.
That song is the sing-along at the end, but they don't need the words because it's just one verse and they'll know the words.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, Teresa, I wouldn't want a sing-along when you're singing. I would like to really focus on your voice when you're on.
Thank you.
So don't do that.
Okay, I won't do that.
Except for Bill's song at the end.
Okay. Chime in.
Yeah. So tell us about the holiday season for you. Is this something that excites you? Are you folks that really enjoy the holiday season?
The Christmas Spectacular is a great kickoff for the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. And everybody comes up and says that. I always thought that the karaoke idea was kind of silly. And then once I was in the show and saw how much people got into it, I thought, this is fantastic.
Yeah, the best is the sway. Yeah. They all sway back and forth and they hug and it's great. It's really fun.
Spirit. Yeah, I mean, I think there's lots of reasons why people go to the show every year, but I think one of the main reasons is the sing-along, is that these are songs, the iconic songs that we've had around in our noggins for years, and you get up there and just, belt them out with your friends.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
What would you belt? What's your favorite?
All of them.
Holiday belting.
You know, I don't think I have. I don't think I have a favorite, but I just love them all.
It's not the Little Drummer Boy, is it? That song causes a lot of reactions with people. It's never really been a thing for me, but I have had, that is one song that I've had so many people say, I hate that Little Drummer Boy. It just goes on and on.
Funny.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I love Christmas.
Isn't that weird?
Right.
It's just been an odd thing throughout my life, like somebody has a reaction like that.
Until you hear Kurt Bester's version, and then you're hooked forever.
It's never bothered
That's
me.
Right.
I just found that odd that it has been a bothersome song.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good. Well, we're not going to play it then here.
Well, we could.
On the morning mix. No.
But whoever doesn't like it, I could always just turn it off.
Right. So somebody told me that the show has minor changes every show. It's exactly the same. So you mix things up a little bit. Tell us about that.
It's a different show every night. Mm-hmm. We'll have some performers that'll only appear once in those four nights, some that appear twice, most of them, a few that are there three times, and then a few that are there for all four nights. So it's a totally different show each night.
Okay. And you're going to be there, of course, for
all four nights.
Teresa. All four nights, Teresa. Yeah.
Any chance to get on stage for me?
how many little kids will make it all the nights? Will they?
I'm not quite sure how many are in the youth theater, but we've got two nights with the youth theater kids. But each night we have 3 to 4 kids that'll be performing solo acts.
Right. Do you know how ticket sales are going? Are there any particular nights that people should focus on getting their tickets, or just call the box office and see what's available?
Yes, call the box office. I'm hoping that it's like Elf, that's totally sold out. Can't
well, I think
get a
last
seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say sooner than later because this is.
I think last year it was pretty full all four nights.
Right,
you could serve some candy corn with syrup on it. That would be like Elf. Get some sugar in the people.
Some root beer and
yeah.
What is he? I don't remember what he eats in the movie.
I don't know.
All kinds seemed of to work for the syrup. Faro Club when we previewed the show. That was completely full and they were eating and drinking, having a great time.
Oh, of course. And that's where I met you, Teresa. You did a private concert for us several years ago.
Yeah, and I was there again. Oh, that's right. That was a small one.
Yes, it was. We didn't have many Faros back then.
And now it's totally full. The theater was full this year for that.
Yeah.
It was
fun. When I joined the Faros, I think there were like 20 of us, and now there's like 400 or 500, which is really cool. But I remember going last year. I forget which night it was, but it was standing room only in the back, and we were standing in the back singing and having a good time. But yeah, the shows do fill up, so that's great. So I just want to remind everyone, it is next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and then Sunday at 6 p.m. So those dates are December 14th through the 17th. And we're talking about the Park City Holiday Spectacular and Community Sing-Along. It's at the Egyptian Theater.
And there are going to be 20 acts every evening, so get there. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about this, telling us all about it, and we will see you at the sing-along.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks
Merry
for having
Christmas
us.
Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for coming on. Always, it's kind of a tradition, so it's great to have you all back. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return. I sound like Trump.
Oh, no.
When we return, Jarrett Burns for a final song. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW programming and American Roots is proudly sponsored in part by Donna Van Buren of the Van Buren Management Group and founder of Greater Park City Properties, managing HOAs since 1985. Information for Van Buren Management at 649-0652 or vanburenmgt.com.
Lauren, are you ready to shred?
I wish I was.
Well, stop wishing and start working. Come with me to the PC Mark. They have a fantastic sale going on. Buy 3 months, get one free, now until January 15th.
Details available online at parkcityrecreation.org or call 615-5401. The PC Mark is a nonprofit organization and KPCW supporter.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
And we are back and we've got time for one more song from Jarrett Burns. Quickly before J-Dub announces, it's Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T,
Burns, B-U-R-N-S, like it burns.
But it doesn't.
.com. Right here in the Corazon. That's where I try to burn. Yes.
We'll work on that one.
You have a YouTube channel?
I do. And actually right now, if you go to jarrettburns.com, it will forward you to my YouTube channel and subscribe. I got some new content that I'm really excited about. I'd love to share with you guys. In fact, this song is one of them. And it's called A New Dimension. And, you know, the holiday season, it's such a sad time of the year for a lot of people because people lose, you know, that first Christmas without someone you love or just anyone you've lost. It all of a sudden becomes so lonely. And the song is just about how we always are able to maintain a connection with, like, those people who are gone. So,
yeah. Excellent.
Jarrett Burns live in the morning mix. And we also want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the program. It's going to be an absolute beautiful weekend. Get outside and have some fun. Oh, yeah, we should thank our sponsors.
Let's thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties and Park City Mountain. Find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix. And now we will hear from Mr. Jarrett Burns.
We met in this world, a place of pain. Here I held you, souls from the same. The moments were fleeting. Did I let go too soon? Could I have saved you? Shadows in the room. They say our time is never promised, that this life is all we get. In the stillness there are moments I can feel you in my chest. Beating inside me, my heart tells me we are never far apart. Wherever you are, we ain't done yet. 'Cause when I miss you, I feel love. Love in a new dimension. Though I miss you, I feel love. Love in a
a new dimension. You left me in sadness, but I know you're smiling. The moment you touch me, leave me crying. When I miss you, I feel love. Love in a new dimension.
A song on the radio. I knew it was you. Your children's laughter.
Local programming on KPCW is brought to you by a generous grant from Summit County RapTax. Recreation, Arts, and Parks Cultural Grant supports organizations that enrich the overall quality of life for residents throughout the county.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.
Far apart, and wherever you are, we ain't done yet. 'Cause when I miss you, I feel love. Love in a new dimension. Though I miss you, I feel love. Love in a new dimension. You left me in sadness, but I know you're smiling. The moment you touch me, leave me crying. When I miss you, I feel love. Love in a new dimension. Oh.